Hello and welcome to EAFC Pro for Chemistry, the show where the game is just beginning as we discuss all the elements that bind us together within this incredible community. And one of those incredible community members is myself, but FG is also here.
Hello, Frankie. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm also joking. I'm like quite a newcomer to the FC community, which is why the show couldn't happen without you, but it could happen without me.
Well, I don't know. It might maybe a bit more practice. You might be able to beat me, maybe. Who knows?
We're going to be talking about the FC Pro Leagues very soon with a very special guest who, to be honest, I cannot wait to get on the line because I can see him out of the corner of my eye, albeit digitally. But in the meantime, I have been quite busy.
I know, yeah. What have you been up to? Listen, let's talk about your moments. Of course, we've come with the receipts here on the podcast. So those who are watching on YouTube can watch along. We've got a little bit of a clip, which I want you to talk about, to be honest. I don't know if we can roll the clip and we can all watch along. Right, so first things first.
This is the clip of me actually playing the game.
How did I do that? Hands on the head. Was that an overhead kick?
It was like a worldie, I think.
That's actually an absolute screamer. I love it. Right, so how are you finding moments then? Because I see you're on your ground.
I was just like collecting the purple stars so I could get packs.
Yeah.
But also, actually, moments like are it. Wicked for like getting better mechanically at the game. Like much, I prefer moments to doing the actual training.
And actually playing against bits. People.
Oh, okay, I'm not playing against real people yet because I'm worried I'm going to end up playing against someone like you.
What we want from you guys who are watching is we want your clips so we can react to your clips. So please, just send it to one of our socials if you want and we'll review some of your clips on the next one. And of course, as always, Frankie, what do we want the people to do?
Like and subscribe.
And follow us on socials at EA Sports FC Pro. But we had so many amazing comments after episode one and we do read them all and we love reading them. So thank you.
Okay, FG, each episode, we are going to be taking a look at a different aspect of Ultimate Team. We got to get back on topic, though, because in this episode, I want to chat more about Fantasy FC. So why don't you give us a bit of a TLDR, FG?
Well, Fantasy FC, what a promo, by the way. You can turn stats into stars with Fantasy FC, and it's based on real life, real world matches. And there's rating boosts, which is absolutely amazing. So the item you've got can be upgraded. They get upgrades for, you know, outputs like goals, clean sheets, how the team does overall. And the better they and their club perform is the better they get in Ultimate Team, which is honestly sensational. And it leaves a lot to the imagination of the community because people are out there, they're predicting, you know, oh, there's a special Chloe Kelly item. And I think Manchester City are in a title race. The women's team are in a title race. That Chloe Kelly could potentially get loads of upgrades because I think she's going to get a goal or an assist. It's honestly such a good promo and there's so much conversation about it.
So the Chloe Kelly item is currently 89, but it could actually go up to 93.
Correct. And I'm predicting it to go up to 93. I actually told her as well. I said, look, I need you to score some goals and some assists. Firstly, she needs to stop ducking me for a game of FC 24. I've called her on every EA thing I've done.
She doesn't like time waste.
She just doesn't want to play me. But no, honestly, that potential, the item as it is at the minute is incredible, but the potential it's got to keep growing is just, it's so good. It leaves so much to the imagination of everybody as well.
What kind of other stats to get upgraded? Do we know?
So essentially you can get like, there's a +4 potential. So like we said, it can go to a 93. And then like they've got the heroes as well, which also get pluses as well. So when you're getting a plus rating boost, you're getting so much as it is, so much value.
That Chloe Kelly item is like ridiculous. Well, 2 playstyle plus, like ridiculous whip pass and rapid, and then 5 playstyles. She's like insane. She's explosive. She is 4-star, 5-star. Yeah. She's everything.
She is indeed everything. And the whip pass, I mean, a lot of the community will remember her and Lauren Hemp when the game first came out. Women's football is obviously new, and that whipped pass play style is a problem. I'm pretty sure all the pros will be using whip pass because it's just straight in, and then you've got potential of someone who's got aerial plus to finish the crosses and stuff. It's amazing.
I think, is it Anders the only player who doesn't tend to use crosses? Is it Anders?
I feel like Anders might be the one, yeah. But I mean, Erling Haaland's team of the year will be used a lot because of how good he is, and he has that play style, so.
Yeah, E-Premier League, we're going to see so much Erling Haaland. We're going to see so many crosses, like those set pieces are just, it's just going to look, but not the same every time. We're going to see quite a lot of ingenious moves, I imagine, from Tex, but yeah, I can't wait to see those moves coming out.
Yeah, super excited, can't wait.
There are heroes in this as well, which is kind of, it kind of needs a bit of an explanation, FG, because obviously the heroes are no longer actively competing. So how on earth does that work?
But the beauty of it is they're competing because their former clubs are helping them out. Vincent Kompany, Carlos Tevez, Manchester City. I know I've spoken a lot about them. But they're based on real life stuff as well. So you've not only got your normal players who are on the pitch who can affect their own rating, they're also doing it for the club legends as well. So yeah, there's a Vincent Kompany, there's a Carlos Tevez. There are some incredible, incredible heroes. I mean, honestly, I am a massive fan of this promo.
Do you own Kompany yet?
Can't afford him, unfortunately, but you know, we've still got time.
You actually think about Kompany?
Yes.
The last thing before you go to bed, the first thing in the morning. When am I going to get?
Yeah, he's inevitable. When I open my eyes, he's there. When I close my eyes, he's there as well. But
who's your FC fantasy?
Imagine him and Ruben Dias. Oh my gosh.
We're going to get into the FC Pro Leagues chat. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what are the FC Pro Leagues, FG?
Well, Frankie, the FC Pro Leagues fully harness the global world of football in one centralised esports competition. In partnership with some of the biggest football leagues and federations in the world, FC Pro Leagues offers domestic tournaments that bring each league's iconic clubs and players to the forefront of the football esports competition.
Are there any prizes on offer?
Yeah, of course. 1.3 million million US dollars up for grabs. I mean, if you had 1.3 million US dollars, Frankie, what would you be doing?
I would buy myself a time machine, go back to like 23 and get myself a future star for Foden and give it to you.
Nice. I like that. Yeah, I would probably pay one of our FC Pro players to teach me how to play the game. But of course, there's more as well. This season, clubs and FC Pro leagues in Europe have all new pathways that can lead them directly to this season's eChampions League. By performing well in FC Pro leagues, players can qualify directly to the eChampions League group stages. And wait, Frankie, there's even more. 20 of the final seats at the pinnacle of the FC Pro season, the FC Pro World Championships, will be filed from 12 of the FC Pro leagues. That means the remaining 8 seats will come through the FC Pro World Championship play-ins, which will feature the best of the rest of the remaining 20 FC Pro leagues.
Yeah, and I can tell you they're going to be joining PH Zin, Vergang, Levy David and Emery Yilmaz, basically our top four from the FC Pro Open, who have already booked their place in the competition that's set to take place this summer. But in short, there's so much to play for, and FC Pro Open was so fantastic that I have a feeling there's going to be even more incredible moments along the way. Now, there are far too many leagues to cover them all, so head to ea.com where there's loads more info on all of this. Today, we're going to be previewing the EMLS Cup, the CONMEBOL eLibertadores, ePremier League Finals, KPN eDivisie Finals, eSerie A TIM WOW Virtual Bundesliga Grand Final, La Liga FC Pro Finals, E-League One Uber Eats Final. I am so delighted to say that we are joined by someone who knows all about the FC Pro Leagues. It's Gravison.
Gravison.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, we can hear you loud and clear.
We can hear you. We can see you. We should describe what you're wearing for the people who are not watching on YouTube right now. You've got a caballo on your chest.
Yeah.
Is it a horse?
That's a caballo. That's a horse, yeah. This is just like a rugby polo. It's nice, but I mean, I don't know about you, gang, but I mean, since the FC Pro ended, I've been hitting the gym. And I don't know if you notice my shoulders. Ooh. I mean, FG, I'm getting close to you. Your shoulders are beautiful.
I was just about to say, Grav, first things first, what you could have done is you could have got a flight here. You could have joined this here and then you could have gone to the gym with me. But I've not been going to the gym. I think Grav's been doing my gym work.
I've not been going to the gym recently. I'm normally quite good. My gym is my living room.
I feel like the way I look after myself is by eating. Should we move on and talk about the things that matter?
Yeah, how you nourish yourself. I'm very interested in that, but we do have loads to cover. So let's take a closer look at each league, starting with the EMLS.
I like it. EMLS
Cup. I'm so sorry,
it's in Austin, during the South by Southwest, which is a huge festival in the States.
Austin is the coolest place in Texas. In fact, it's one of the coolest cities in America.
Yeah.
Austin, people say keep Austin weird. It's one of my favorite places I've ever got to go. They have like a springs where dogs frolic. It's brilliant. Anyway, they also have this year's edition of the EMLS Cup. And this year is going to feature loads of international stars. Obviously, they're all playing for MLS teams. So we're going to have Nicholas MR7 Razek with St. Louis City. He's going to be looking to defend his title. And also the 2022 EMLS Cup champion, Paolo Neto with Atlanta United. And Oli Lito with New York City FC, who I'm so excited for. He's come all the way from Sweden to Austin, Texas to challenge for the title.
Oli Lito. Grav, let's talk about Oli Lito. Obviously, New York City FC, part of the City Football Group as well. So I'm obviously watching that well. But Oli Lito, it's sort of like he's completed England and he's moved on now, Grav.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things you can do in this environment. You could play in one league, then win that league, move on to the next one. And let's just say Oli Lito wins this MLS. He would be playing in another league next year. And I think that's really, I don't know, like collecting all the Infinity Stones in a way. Oli Lito could definitely do it. Like, he lost in the semifinals on the first tournament of the MLS, in which Paolo Neto won for the third time now, fourth, I don't remember. But yeah, let's see about Oli Lito. I mean, he's one of the favorites for the whole tournament, for sure.
He's an absolute legend as well, by the way.
Oli Lito.
I love that guy. Yeah. He is class. What were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, Oli Lito nearly got through to the top 20 of the FC Pro Open. It was absolutely devastating when at the last moment he unfortunately wasn't able to get through his last match. Hopefully we're still going to see him go far and qualify for the World Championships through the EMLS. I'm also excited to see if Lamps can have a comeback, because Lamps struggled in the Swiss for the FC Pro Open. He was one of the 12 invited players. So you had your four who already qualified through being top four at World Championships last year, and then you had your 12 invited players. So Vergang was one of those players, for example, and Lamps was another one, and we had really high hopes for him, and he never even made it to the stage. There's just something wasn't clicking for him, but hopefully it's going to click in time for EMLS finals.
What do you think then, Grav? What do you think about Lamps?
I mean, he could probably, I think it's not his best year this year, but he could definitely make a comeback. It's tough for him because there are some big dogs going overseas to compete in the MLS. But I mean, he's one of the strongest players in the region. So, and he's one of those players who just gets pumped up when there's storylines. So for him to defend his nation in a way, I think he's going to be performing at his best in the finals, for sure.
Gavison, what does it tell us about the fact that Paolo Neto is playing in EMLS rather than E-Libertadores? He didn't qualify for E-Libertadores this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to compete in online qualifiers. So he tried to qualify during those online tournaments. He wasn't able to make it. But Paolo Neto is one of those LAN players. He's one of those players when he's competing in LAN, he brings out his best. So even though he didn't qualify for the E-Libertadores, I do think he's, in my opinion, the favorite to win the whole thing in the MLS, especially win the first tournament.
Vancouver Whitecaps have got a real footballer.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Tosin Ricketts is going to be competing, even though he's good on the real pitch, but he's going to do it on the virtual pitch. That is pretty special, isn't it?
That's amazing. That's, I once crazy. Interviewed a Qatari player who was a pro footballer and a pro FC player, but I didn't realise that the Americans were at it too.
Well, I mean, even Jota's quite good as well, isn't he? We might see him competing in the future, but wow, absolutely amazing. Good realities check.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to bring quite a lot of fans with him. I'm looking forward to seeing how he does.
Yeah. Do you think Rico Lewis could compete?
No.
No?
No. Rico, no chance. No. He did get 18 wins, though, recently. So he's getting better, but no.
Maybe that's who I should be playing against. Can you hook us up?
He got 18 wins, which means he won 18 games and lost two. Beat the moment. No, we'll just move on.
No, I can't.
Grav.
Good luck, Frankie.
Help me out here, mate.
Good luck, Frankie.
Yeah, good luck, Frankie, indeed. Right, we're moving on. I'll say this because you struggled last time. CONMEBOL E-Libertadores.
I think you should try that again. I don't think that was good enough.
No, that was good. CONMEBOL E-Libertadores. Okay. Grav, thoughts?
That's brilliant.
He was speechless. Love it.
The Spanish enough.
The Spanish enough, indeed. March 16th, 17th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. New faces?
new faces, but some very well-known faces as well. I'm particularly excited about this one. It's taking place from March the 16th to 17th, and we're going to see Faku Coen and Young playing. Memorably, Faku Coen very nearly did qualify for Group B. It was so close on a knife edge. So he's going to be taking another shot and making it to the World Championships through the E-Libertadores. But also Resende with Ajax, who has previously won this tournament. So there's so many different players in contention for this one. It's going to be so close.
You know what it is, Grav? I'm pretty sure you'll agree. This is box office. Like, the emotion that these players are going to show is going to be like something not seen before. And it's just something about it being in Brazil and just the vibes of the whole thing. It's going to be incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if we talk about FC Pro, if you remember when the Brazilian world are playing, I mean, the pretty much everything went nuts. So I do think the Conmebol Libertadores is one of the tournaments to watch, because when you have Brazilians and Argentinians and South American players playing in the tournament, you're going to see emotion, you're going to see tiki-taka, you're going to see skills. And I do think it's probably, like, entertainment-wise, the best tournament you can watch this year.
There's going to be a lot of vermosses. What can you tell us about Zezinho? Because he's playing with Grêmio.
Zezinho is one of the best players in the world. He won a major FUT Champions Cup back in 2020. And I do think when he plays on those LAN environments, he can perform at the highest level, because we've watched Zezinho beat Tex, beat MS Dosari, beat like the best players in the world back in the days. He did have a few personal setbacks over the last couple of years, but right now his life is good, he's focused, and I think he's one of the probably top three, top five players to win the tournament.
I love this. He's basically got his life back on track, having lived with Gravesen for a year.
That's what happens. I bet his drip's exceptional as well.
Yeah, he's probably stolen half of Gravesen's wardrobe and taken it back with him. Last year's champion also did not make it to the Libertadores, Posada. And obviously, we're not going to see Paolo Neto either, FG.
No, Paolo Neto. It's a shame. But I feel like, I mean, we said before, I mean, touched on what Grav said, we saw some slight South American scenes at the FC Pro Open. Got it all to come. We're going to see serious South American scenes now in this tournament, because I'm so excited. The emotion that these players show is just what esports is all about, and I'm absolutely buzzing. And speaking of buzzing, e-Premier League, finals are taking place at the end of March.
Yay.
There's so many huge names involved in this. We've got, obviously, Tex. We've got Shells. We've got so many. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I'm so excited for E-Premier League. Like, ridiculously excited, because I get to be there. And we had so much fun last time, even though halfway through my voice went and I had to watch the rest from home.
You did very well, though. I watched it from home and you soldiered through and you were brilliant. Grav, who are you looking forward to seeing in the E-Premier League?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing the Brighton guys, because they did amazingly. They topped their group, and they did play really well, especially Jaden. Jaden played amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing Frankie with the boys again. That seems like a huge thing. And then obviously the Man City guys. I mean, you can talk about that FG, but Tex and Bonanno, they're the favorites to win the whole thing.
Yeah, can they get the single this year?
I think, you know what, right? You know what it is about Man City? We obviously have been so lucky with the players we've had. We've had Ryan and Shells. A massive shout out to Shells, of course. He's going to be at the E-Prem as well, but in different colours.
With CPFC, my team.
Yeah, it's your team indeed. But I absolutely love Shells. Like, he's a great guy. He's a great player. And he's got a point to prove for himself. I don't think he needs to prove anything to anyone. He's won the E-Prem before. But where we are, Manchester City now, signing Tex and Matty, it's exciting times to be a City fan on the real pitch and the virtual pitch. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens with Tex in particular, because he came back to FC Pro Open after he played in EPL. He absolutely smashed it to the point where he very nearly qualified. He really pulled off what felt like was going to be a miracle. And so when we see him playing again in the finals of the Premier League, I really think he's going to smash it. He's just showing the form of the season so far. So fingers crossed for that. But we'll be recapping that action and what goes down on this podcast. Right now, though, we've got to go to the Netherlands.
Yeah, indeed we have. Amsterdam, actually. which is interesting. The finals are on the March the 30th. Of course, Manu Bashore. I'm super excited to watch him. Grav, this tournament as well is full of big names.
I mean, let's just say the semifinals of FC Pro Open, we had three players out of the four of them. They are competing in Eredivisie. So, I mean, Levy, Emre, PH, we're going to be seeing them in Eredivisie. That's crazy.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the divide, though, right? Because Manu and Emre Yilmaz, they're playing for PSV. They're currently second in the standings, just behind Ajax, which is Levy David and PH Zin, who are our guests on episode one. It really makes sense now why they have such great chemistry together, because they're currently conquering the Eredivisie. So that one's going to be such an interesting finals to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And as you know what, it's rivalry, not just on the virtual pitch, but I think the supporters of each club involved watching the esports, Dutch football, Ajax and PSV, they're very, very much big rivals. So it just makes for something so special.
We should move to Italy, the E Serie A, Tim. The final eight are going to be playing in the finals. So this is going to be really, really interesting, partly because we've got Oberon.
Yeah, Oberon indeed from Hellas Verona. Of course, Grav. We saw bits of Oberon already, but I mean, talking points high, he's struggling a little bit so far, isn't he?
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit because, as we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years, it's a big nation. So, and we have some big names, Danny Pitbull and other people competing there. Oberon is struggling, but I do think for the finals, he's going to be probably the favorite player to beat, because even though he's not playing at his best at the moment, when he reaches the finals, Oberon in finals, you don't want to play against him.
It just must just be like, for a player, like to be in a final in that situation, it seems like he's so relaxed whenever he's in that situation. That's just a mentality monster, isn't it, Grav?
Yeah, and he's just like 19, 20, like he's so young. He's from 2002. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, but yeah, old. He's one of the... I feel older as well, but I mean, it's just the composure, isn't it?
We're just going to move swiftly on from the age conversation. On to Germany for the WoW Virtual Bundesliga. This is where you find Ömer and Anders.
It's where you find RB Leipzig, who are absolutely massive within the esports space. I've had such a good opportunity to work with them guys because we've actually met them on the real pitch, and Man City Esports have been there. Grav, I mean, we don't really need to spend much time talking about how good these players are.
No, we don't. Anders is probably the best player in the world at the moment, in my opinion, because of what he's been doing. Umut, when it comes to the majors, he always performs. He always just makes like a top 8, top 4 run. But Germany is probably the best country in the world at the moment, because there's just so many German players. So I don't know, maybe Dule Mike making it through as well, but Leipzig has to be the favorite team to win it all.
Yeah. They have an amazing gaming space, which is near the stadium, and like they give their players every single chance to succeed, and I fully back them.
Leipzig, they're playing the Southeast Division. If you look at the Northwest Division as well, there's some names you'll recognise from FC Pro. So you've got Berke Leon playing for Verdi Sports, Bayer Leverkusen, Sean, of course, and Fortuna Düsseldorf, JH7 as well. So that's also a really toughly contested competition. So I think if you are looking for the future stars of FC Pro, look to Germany at the moment, look to the WoW Virtual Bundesliga. The La Liga FC Pro Finals. This is going to be amazing because we're going to see the return of Nicholas FC for Sevilla Graveson.
I mean, he's struggling. Right now, he is at the top 3 of his table group. So he's not playing good at the moment. I think he has to win his last match to qualify for the cup. But I mean, I fully trust Nicolas because he's probably one of the GOATs in the game. So you don't want to bet against him. But this year we have so many good players competing. We have Tuga as well, the Portuguese legend. We have Di Fernandes, another Portuguese as well. Obviously, Nid, Zidane, Jotarrea. I mean, it's stacked.
Ethan as well.
Yeah.
Happy.
Ethan's there as well.
Hidalgo.
Wow, what a tournament this is going to be, by the way.
This is going to be absolutely ridiculous. It's ongoing at the moment, but the finals are at the end of April. So look out for that one. Interestingly, though, because we can't call La Liga, maybe E-League 1 Uber Eats over in France is going to be slightly easier to call, because the reigning champion has won 3 times. Fumu is still up for the trophy with FC Lorient, although he's not in pole position at the moment. I believe he's 4th in the standings. So this is going to be a really interesting competition to see whether Fuma and his new teammate Montaxa can do it.
Well, we talked about mentality monsters and Grav. Fuma is that representation of a mentality monster, isn't he?
Yeah, he's won the league back-to-back-to-back 3 times now. But we could focus about Fuma because in Group T and FC Pro, he did a really good job. But so, yeah, the E-League 1 is my favorite league in the world at the moment because they play against each other for pretty much every single week. And the thing is, they tweet every single time they play against each other as well. Like, I'm going to beat you. I know I lost a couple of years ago, but this year I'm better than you. So it creates this special storyline.
I love that.
And I do think that's the way. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you want to keep FC at the highest level, you got to tweet against your opponent. And that's what they do. It's a really good competition.
I really enjoy that that's your favorite kind of trash talk.
It puts a lot of pressure on you. I mean, as a man who tweets a lot of people saying they'll beat them and then loses, it's not nice when you lose.
This has happened to you before.
Many times. Shout out to Micah Hamilton from Manchester City who humbled me last week. But yeah, I'm still going to keep tweeting.
Graveson, thank you so much for talking to us. Well, we're going to be seeing Graveson as well playing in the E-Liga Portugal. So I'm really looking forward to cheering you on for that one, Graveson.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Au revoir. And maybe you can comment on my games if I qualify for the play-ins and the Champions League. So that looks, that could be interesting, right?
I'll get my Duolingo out and start.
I'm your biggest fan, Grav. I'm your biggest fan. I know you're gonna win the lot, mate.
Thank you, guys. See you. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, you can keep up with all the latest news by following at EA Sports FC Pro on social. And like and subscribe, please, to Full Chemistry, as we'll be reviewing all the action and speaking to the players over the coming weeks. So that was just a little taster, but we're going to give you a full course buffet of the action as it happens on this very podcast.
We are indeed. And if there's anyone you'd like to come and sit in a hot seat next to me and Frankie, let us know in the comments down below and we will see if we can work our magic.
That is all we have time for, sadly, on this week's episode of Full Chemistry. But there's so much to look forward to over the coming weeks. And we will be right here to look back on all of it in the company of some very special guests. What's the one event you can't wait for, FG?
Ooh, I'm excited for, I'm going to say the E-Prem because Man City are there and Tex and Matty. But I mean, the Common Ball as well. Just for the passion. Passion. I'm excited for them all, even Ligue 1 now, because I know there's a social media rivalry going on that I'm going to be keeping an eye on. I just can't wait for it all. We've got some good weeks ahead.
Follow Fuma, follow Lex as well, because Lex is currently in the number one position. I can't wait to see that rivalry run its course. But thank you guys for watching and thank you for listening. Do make sure that you keep sending in your feedback. Let us know what you want us to talk about on the show. Hit us up on the old socials and we will see you next time when we'll be reviewing everything that took place in Austin, Texas at the EMLS Cup. Bye.
Bye-bye.